From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Dylann Roof, the man accused of murdering 9 black worshipers at a Charleston, South Carolina church last month, is pleading not guilty, but that could change. The 21-year-old's attorney says his client is ready to declare his guilt, but first wants to know if the prosecution plans to seek the death penalty. Many of the victim's relatives and survivors attended the hearing today, where Roof was arraigned on 33 federal charges, including hate crimes. The Coast Guard is suspending its search for the 2 14-year-old boys from Florida who have been missing at sea for a week. Captain Mark Feeder has been spearheading part of the response.
This is still an active and open search. We are searching today. However, we have made a decision that we will suspend at sunset tonight.
Austin Stefanos and Perry Cohen failed to return home from a fishing trip last week. The Department of Justice finds that the St. Louis County Family Court in Missouri routinely violates the constitutional rights of the children it serves. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman has more.
The federal civil rights investigation was prompted by a 2013 report that found problems with the quality of representation that juveniles got in Missouri courts. The DOJ determined that St. Louis County's family court system regularly violated children's due process rights. Vanita Gupta, the head of the Civil Rights Division, says black children also routinely face discrimination.
They are less likely to be given diversion, more likely to be detained, and more likely to be committed to state custody than white children.
Gupta says conversations with state and county officials about the federal findings have been cooperative and cordial. The Justice Department is also looking into juvenile courts in Dallas County, Texas. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Lippman in St. Louis.
Palestinians protest in the West Bank over this morning's death of a toddler who was killed when suspected Jewish extremists threw firebombs into the child's house. 3 family members sustained critical injuries. Israel calls it an act of terrorism. The U.S. is also strongly condemning the attack. Shell Oil is now drilling off Alaska's northern coast. This comes after years of protests and permit fighting over Arctic drilling. John Ryan of member station KUCB has the story.
The energy giant has begun drilling a shallow pit on the ocean floor. But without its missing icebreaker, Shell can't drill deep enough to reach the oil-bearing layers far beneath the seafloor. That icebreaker has been at a shipyard in Oregon for repairs. Its departure was delayed 36 hours by Greenpeace protesters. They dangled from a bridge and paddled in kayaks to block the ship from leaving Portland. Eventually, law enforcement dispersed the protesters, and the icebreaker is now heading for Alaska. Activists call Arctic drilling a dangerous mistake. Federal officials say they expect to approve the next phase of drilling, which can't begin until Shell's icebreaker reaches the Arctic. For NPR News, I'm John Ryan in Unalaska, Alaska.
The Dow is down 54 points. This is NPR. The nation's aging infrastructure is getting a 3-month funding extension. Today, President Obama signed the short-term patch approved by the GOP-led Congress this week. But he says the country needs a far more lasting solution.
I guarantee you, this is not how China, Germany, other countries around the world, other big, powerful countries around the world handle their infrastructure. And you can't have bridges collapsing and potholes not being filled because Congress can't come up with an adequate plan to fund our infrastructure budget for more than 3 or 5 or 6 months at a time.
Today was the deadline to replenish the Federal Highway Trust Fund. For the first time in more than 20 years, some inmates will be able to receive federal grants as they work toward a college degree. The administration is launching a pilot initiative to offer Pell Grants to certain prisoners. Education Secretary Arne Duncan calls it the Second Chance Pell Grant Program.
Senator Pell, for whom the Pell Grant Program is named, he said diploma is a crime stopper. And what he said, actually 20, 21 years ago, is as true today as it was then. Diplomas, I believe, are crime stoppers.
However, Republican critics say the initiative rewards criminals at the expense of the American taxpayer. They say the initiative also requires approval from Congress. More companies may be hiring, but that doesn't seem to be having the desired effect on wages and benefits. The pace of growth in those two areas over the spring was the slowest in years. The Labor Department says the employment cost index rose 0.2% in the April to June period. Before the close, Dow was down 55 at 17,691. This is NPR.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.